travelers and our witness. There is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah on Yom Kippur to wane at Mincha. Also a Shabbos. Also a Shabbos. So, why is this so unique? For Rabbi Kudegra has a suffix. He says, let's think, why do we lay at Mincha and Yom Kippur? Why do we lay at Mincha and Yom Kippur? Every fasting we lay at Mincha, right? So, he says one of two reasons why we lay. Either because of the kindness, or either because of the kedusha of the day. The sanctity of the day requires a kalein in the morning or the afternoon. So, you understand the suffix of Rabbi Kudegra? At Yom Kippur and Mincha, I want you to remember it when you hear the laying. What is the nature and the reason why we do it? What is the gedrej and why we lay the Mincha on Yom Kippur? You got the two distinct approaches? So let's give four or five naftalinas and melachas in the moment. Number one, if someone relies on it, what do you think we laying? What are we laying in every tiny sefer mincha? Someone tell me what parsha. A mincha of a tiny sefer, a tiny sefer, like a kal moishe. In parshas ketisa we lay, like a kal moishe, right? What are we laying during on Yom Kippur? Does anyone remember the mincha? Moshe says in the end of Megillah, we read the Arayas. In Parshas Akramos, to give us Musar, that the importance of Kedushas Yisroel and the terribleness of our eyes. That's number one. Number two, what Haftorah do we do normally at Tain HaSiva? Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotso, very good. What do we do at Yom Kippur? We do Ma'afu Yoyna, Sefer Yoyna, yes? Yeah? What's the third naftimina we have? If someone is not fasting, are you allowed to get an aliyah? Normally at a time, if you're not fasting, you're not allowed to get an aliyah. But if you say that, the reason why we're laying is not because of the time of Sibor, but because of what? Because of the sanctity of the day, then what? Then maybe a guy who doesn't get an aliyah, we would what? We would still give him an aliyah even though he's not fasting. Yes? That's a third naftimina. Fourth naftimina. What truck do we use when we lane? You know, the special truck of Megunim during the Yom Noroim? You do that at Mincha. Chakras, you do it. The question is, do you do it at Mincha? If it's within time to see where you would not. If it's within Tushayom, then what? Then you would do the special trump. Also, what are the brachas after the Haftorah? When do they end? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when do they? We have an extra bracha of Mekadesh Shabbos, right? What do we do on Yom Kippur? What do we do on Yom Kippur? We stop in Magen David. At Mincha. At Shacharis we do Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. But at Mincha we stop at Magen David. At Mincha. So, what do we just say? We had five naftalinas. What were they? What we lay, what we do for the Haftorah, what else? Someone is not fasting. What truck do you do? And which, when do you end the brachas after the Haftorah? You follow me? Those are five naftalinas as to the nature of priests at Haftorah and Yom Kippur. At Mincha. When we get to Mincha at that time, I want you to think about what's the nature, why are we laying at this time? So let's guys, or how we fasten on all these shadows. What do we do? What do we lay? We lay in their eyes. That seems to indicate what? Kedusha Sayom. What Haftorah do we do? Say for Yonah. that seems to indicate the show, especially when we should do tshuva from the Gishayon. What's number three? Someone who's not fasting. If you have an elderly guy that's got Machtayon in the show for 30 years, now he's not well enough to fast, you're going to take it away from him? Probably very hard to do that. It would not be nice at all. And therefore, if you do the Gishayon, number four, what truck do we do? We do the regular truck. We don't do the same one as the Shakras. And number five, we end at Magen David, which indicates that it's what? That it's kind of Sibor. So it's a hybrid. What I want to bring out is that the Kriyas of Torah at Yom Kippur is a hybrid. It is a combination of both the theory of Kriyas Yom Kippur and kind of Sibor. Okay? Yes, Yosef, go ahead. I can't hear you. Yeah, we do it's a hybrid of both. So we have to keep in mind the beauty of Yom Kippur. And do you say Kiddush in Yom Kippur? Yes or no? No, of course don't eat. What happens if you have to eat? If you have to eat during the week, you don't say Kiddush. What happens if you come to on Shabbos? Machlokes of the Kivego nor Sameach. That before you eat, you say Kiddush if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. That's an interesting machlokes. So what I want you to look again, at Ma'ariv and Yom Kippur, you know, after Kol Nidre, you know, you say the Brach and Shmoneh Esrei before the Kaddish Yisrael went up Yom Kippurim, you know, Machlo and Shifti Yeshua, it's a long Brach. The Tosfos Ritz is supposed to have in mind also Kiddush. Not just the Brach of Shmoneh Esrei, but also the Brach of Kiddush. Okay? The Brach of Kiddush. Okay. All right. Let's stop here. I'm going to get the marmakolos from the Kazi of the Gemara. I made him up in the office already. I'll go get him. Please go from the Gemara. We were busting my lao yesterday. We got a lot to do.